This is Akashvani. The news read by Anita Anand. The Lok Sabha is holding discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 as proposed by the Joint Parliamentary Committee. The bill seeks to improve the administration of Waqf properties, introduce technology-driven management, address complexities and ensure transparency. Union Minorities Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju moved the bill, saying that it has nothing to do with the religious practice of Muslims and it only deals with the properties related to Waqf boards. He said the government wants to make the Waqf boards inclusive and secular. The minister termed this legislation a prospective, saying that it is not retrospective and not intended to confiscate anyone's property.
ये कानून प्रोस्पेक्टिव है, रेट्रोस्पेक्टिव नहीं है. ये किसी का जमीन छीनने का कानून नहीं है. ये किसी का राइट, किसी का हनन करके उसका प्रॉपर्टी को हड़पने का नहीं है. राज्य सरकारों को अधिकार दिया गया है कि जो ऑलरेडी रजिस्टर्ड है उसका तो कोई डिस्प्यूट नहीं है, लेकिन जो डिस्प्यूटेड है, जो कोर्ट में पेंडिंग है, उसको हम यह कानून बना के कैसे हटा सकते हैं.
Home Minister Amit Shah said no non-Muslim will be included in Waqf. He said there is no such provision in the Act.
वक्फ में कोई गैर इस्लामिक सदस्य आएगा ही नहीं, ये स्पष्टता समझ लीजिए. ना मुतवल्ली गैर इस्लामिक होगा, ना वाकिफ गैर इस्लामिक होगा. जो धार्मिक संस्थाओं का संचालन करते हैं उसमें कोई गैर मुस्लिम व्यक्ति रखने का प्रावधान किया भी नहीं है, हम करना भी नहीं चाहते हैं मान्य.
Earlier, initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress accused the government of misleading the people on this bill. He said this bill is against the constitution. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party alleged that this bill has been brought by the government to hide its failure related to price rise, unemployment, demonetization and other issues. TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee termed the proposed legislation as misconceived, irrational and arbitrary. The discussion is underway. The Parliament has passed the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The legislation seeks to regulate immigration, entry and stay of foreigners in India. Replying to a debate on the bill in the House, Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, said that the legislation will help in upkeeping and manage all the updated records of the foreigners visiting India. Members from various political parties also participated in the discussion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Thailand tomorrow to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC summit. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart, Pei Tong Tan Shinawatra, at Bangkok tomorrow. They will review the progress in the entire gamut of bilateral relations and discuss ways to add greater momentum to the India-Thailand bilateral partnership. India has surpassed the United States and Europe by producing 1,681 locomotives during the financial year 2024-25. The Ministry of Railways in a statement today said that this marks an increase of 19% compared to the 1,472 locomotives produced in the previous financial year 2023-24. This record-breaking production is the highest ever for the locomotive manufacturing in the country, reflecting the significant achievements of all units in enhancing railway infrastructure and capacity. The 7th India-Japan Maritime Affairs Dialogue was held in Tokyo, Japan today. During the dialogue, the two sides conferred on ways to sustain a secure maritime environment conducive for inclusive growth and global well-being. They reviewed ongoing cooperation initiatives in the maritime domain and avenues of reinforcing international and regional mechanisms for comprehensive maritime security. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans have won the toss and elected to bowl first. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Royal Challengers Bengaluru continue to lead the standings with 4 points and highest net run rate. And that is the end of this news bulletin.